You are listening to the WorshipWednesday.com podcast. Hi, everybody. It is your pal, Rob Reed, here with another WorshipWednesday.com podcast here for this November 3rd, 2010. I'm excited today because in the past few weeks, I've interviewed a worship leader from South Korea, a worship leader from Birmingham, Alabama, and wanted to, these were more contemporary, light, if you will, Christian music, and I finally got something that's a little rawer, the kind rawer as in R-A-W-E-R. It sounds like I said roar a little bit there. But today is Steve Hart, otherwise known as Hart Strong. And why I say this is more raw is it's not the type of music that you are likely to hear in your standard church service. And again, like I said before, as far as I'm concerned, any music that is directed to God, it glorifies God. If it's for God, it glorifies God. And this is a great treat for you today. It was a great treat for me because it's music that I grew up with. You know, I'm a child of the 80s. And I remember distinctly in like 85 high school football, and we were real big on Houdini and UTFO and all those. And now, you know, what the kids like, what the youngsters like is they like the hip-hop style with, say, you know, Eminem. And as soon as I heard, I turned on this particular song called March by Hart Strong. As soon as I heard him start to rhyme, if you will, I go Eminem, and it was great. It was Eminem in a complimentary comparison to Eminem. So I think you're going to love it. And I interviewed him for maybe about 10 minutes or so, and he is a sound tech. Because that's where they would end up putting the hip-hop guy in church in the morning, I guess. I suggested you'll see that he have worship nights and present his music there and try and get some youth involved there in Dover, Delaware. But he works as a sound tech at a church in Dover, Delaware. And let's just continue to pray for him, for his work that he does for God. And you'll find links to his where you can find his music on the website at worshipwednesday.com, in addition to a YouTube video and a link to his YouTube channel. So without further ado, here is my interview with Hart Strong. Hi, everybody. This is Rob, and I have a great treat for you today. I'm real excited to finally get some hip-hop here. You know, hip-hop in the house as opposed to just your standard soft Christian music we're used to hearing in church. This is the type of music that you won't hear in church, and I'm excited to present it to you. This might be an artist that you haven't heard of, Steve Hart, otherwise known as Hart Strong. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, what's up, Rob? It's really good to be here. Thank you for contacting me. I love the opportunity to be on Worship Wednesday.
Well, the idea is just to... In my best way of spreading the gospel, I don't know how you feel about this. It might be, I imagine it's the same, is just through song. I find, you know, just it's easier. You can put words into song. It's so much easier rather than just show love. You can show love to somebody and just say, you know, here's a CD or here's a song or here's where you can get my music, and then give them all the detail there. How do you feel? How did you get involved in writing worship music?
Rob, that's a great question, and I actually have, you know, just a quick story I'd love to share with you that speaks to that same account. I had been recording my CD for about a year, and I had actually stopped recording the demo because I just had my daughter, and life got really busy, so I kind of put it to the side. As you know, I'm in the military. I've been teaching one of my military classes, and my students were listening to all this secular rap, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, kind of this old hip-hop, some T.I., Lil Wayne, and I just thought to myself, even though I don't know if these guys are Christians or not, I'd love for them to know that there's something else that's out there that hopefully, in their eyes, can compete with what they're listening to and has a positive message. So I brought it into my classroom. I played this song, March, for them, and they loved it. So what ended up happening is one of the students in my class, he actually had a brother who was deployed in Afghanistan in the Army, and he was like, hey, I would love to just send him a copy of your song to Afghanistan. So I was like, sure. Well, he ends up getting the song. He loves it, and he asked me if he can have it on a CD. So I ended up sending 10 demo CDs to Afghanistan. And in my life, in my experience, that is what really remotivated me to finish the CD. because just like you said, it's able to spread the gospel and speak in places that I've never been, that I'll probably never go to. They're able to hear the word of God in a place where they need it the most. So I just wanted to kind of give that quick story because I think it's really relevant to what you're trying to do here at Worship Wednesday.
Great. Well, thank you for participating and helping me to do that and helping to build up the brethren, if you will. When did you start in the Air Force? How long ago?
I've been in the Air Force for about 7.5 years. I'm actually originally from California, but I'm stationed in Dover, Delaware right now, so I'm actually pretty much as far away from California as I could have possibly been stationed, which was fine because at that point in my life, whenever I joined the military, I wasn't a Christian. I was getting into a lot of, you know, partying, and I was really kind of putting my college career, my college investment behind these different kinds of social activities. And I got myself in so much of a rut that I said, hey, the only way that I can get out of this, from my perception at the time, was to jump ship. Mm-hmm. So I ended up joining the military and just saying, hey, put me wherever you can put me. And it ended up being in Dover, Delaware, which, the hindsight 2020, looking back now, I became a Christian here. I met my wife here and everything. You know, thank God everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I happened to marry a Christian woman as well. It was very influential for me. But it took me, how long were you married to your wife before you she assisted God in helping him to find you?
It's actually an interesting story. Her and I worked, she was in the military also. She's prior service. She's out now. But we actually worked together in the maintenance career field, and she used to argue for Christianity, and I used to argue against it at work whenever we were just developing a friendship. Just discussion and debate, not like an argument. We would never get angry or heated about the discussion, but I was always like adamant trying to kind of disprove the Bible, and she was very steadfast in her faith and would try to prove it to me. Well, we ended up developing a really good friendship, and then we ended up dating, and then finally in our dating relationship, she actually used to smoke. So at some point in her life, I was like, hey, you know, if we're ever going to advance this relationship, you have to quit smoking. You have no idea what you're doing to yourself, what you're doing to your body. And she said, Steve, that's exactly how I feel about your eternal life. Every day that you go by, that you don't come closer to Christ. So that day, I made a promise to her that if she quit smoking, I would start going to church. And from that point on, it was a struggle for both of us, but the bottom line is, look at us today. She no longer smokes, and I couldn't be more excited or happy about my involvement in the church.
Praise God, brother. That is so awesome. And that my wife, it took, your wife did a great job. You know, she was efficient serving God there. My wife was a little less efficient. It took me about, I think about 12 years or so before I ended up finally coming to Christ. But she was trying the whole way. So that is just a great story. I love that story. And you mentioned the song March earlier in the conversation.
Yeah.
And we're writing a little bit in the blog entry. People could read about it. If you just tell us a little bit in your own words rather than just reading, what influenced you with that, with the song March? I do have to say that I knew, as we talked about earlier before the conversation, as soon as I turned it on, I put it on the beginning, and then I heard you begin the rap, and I said Eminem in my head, and then I had to turn to one of your influences, and I saw there's Eminem and his influence. I knew it. It was right there. So tell me a little bit about the song March that is going to be later in the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What really inspired March was actually I was driving to work one day. I had recently kind of adopted Christianity, and I was really trying to make sure that I was applying my beliefs to my life, not just someone who was saying it and then living something different. So, but I still, you know, enjoyed to listen to rap music as I always have. And I found myself singing in the car, but not able to actually say all the words in the CDs I was listening to. I could probably say about 50% of them because there's so much profanity. And it was also just promoting a lifestyle that I was not, that would not benefit me, that I was not in favor of. And I thought to myself, wow, it'd be great to have this kind of intensity in a Christian rap song. So that's kind of where March came in. March is very much a song that I'm proud of because I truly feel like, as you'll find in the post, it feel like it matches the intensity of secular rap, how it can get you excited, it can get you pumped up to go work out at the gym or before a basketball game, or even if you're just taking on that tough day at work. It really has that kind of instrumental and that lyrical intensity that gets you pumped up to serve God. It gets you excited about your beliefs, and it gives you courage about your faith to go into the world and say, hey, I am armored by God. I do not need to be afraid to be a Christian. I do not need to be afraid to proclaim my faith. So So, and what I really enjoy about March is I feel like we get a great blend of lyrical complexity, musical intensity to make a great song. And honestly, out of the songs I've done, it's the most popular, and I've gotten some great responses from it.
Well, awesome. It's an amazing song. I look forward to folks hearing it and hopefully checking it out on iTunes and helping to support your ministry and helping to get the word out and spread the gospel. Now, I mentioned Eminem and your musical influences. What are some of your other ones?
Sure. You'd actually be surprised to find out. If you were to look through my CDs right now, I like to diversify. I will listen to bands like Something Corporate, Starting Line, Joe Purdy. I will also, my favorite Christian artist is Need to Breathe. I really, really enjoy, like I said, I'm kind of big on the intensity, but that's just one of the bands that I could listen to all day for days at a time. I really enjoy Chris Tomlin, another good Christian artist. But, you know, Eminem, for me, my goal is to make Christian rap music that can compete with secular rap music. And what I mean by that is if there's two CDs sitting on the shelf, you have one with a positive message, one with a negative message, the deciding factor should not be which is better music. It should be, you know, what are your moral compasses pointing you? So, but for me to accomplish that, I have to know what's out there. So lyrically, Eminem is the standard that I try to hold myself to. And, I enjoyed Eminem. I used to rap a lot, quite a few years ago whenever I was in college, get to that same negative effect that you hear in rap music today. And just try to turn that talent around and make it something for God.
Mm-hmm. And you see, God tells us in the Word to not be like a part of the world, but we are in the world. It's like Paul says, when he refers to the sexually immoral, if you're going to be away from the sexually immoral, you just decide that you're going to stay away and keep them out of your lives altogether. Essentially, what Paul says is he goes, you might as well be in a box because you have to separate yourself from the world. And if I'm sure you'll agree with me that if we're going to try and spread the word, help God to spread his word throughout the world, we have to do it in mechanisms that attract the non-believer. And the reality is, in my case, part of my testimony I've talked about before, a strong reason that I'm a Christian today, a very strong reason that started opening my eyes, because I was singing lyrics like, I'm waiting for you, Lord, I'm falling on my knees, Jesus, you're all that I'm living for, like a lyric from the song Hungry. Yeah. We have to, as musicians with the skills that we most likely got when we were in the secular world and non-believers, to use them to impress on non-believers. So I love that you're doing that. I love the style of music. And I hope that folks listening will continue to pray that you will just be used in a mighty way as you already have been. Now, you attend Centerpoint Church in Delaware. Are you on the worship team there or the sound recording, engineering? What do you do?
Yeah. Centerpoint Church, we're in Dover, Delaware. What I do there is, I work the sound engineer, so basically I run the soundboard for all the instruments. If you're part of a worship team, then you're familiar with this position. Volume, effects, gain, like these types of adjustments. So I'm there as part of the team to set everything up and to make sure that even throughout our practices, that whenever it comes time to actually perform the worship for the service, that everything sounds is blended and mixed really well. You don't have one instrument or vocalist overtaking the message of the song.
Do you have a youthful congregation there where you think they'd be ready to hear your kind of music, not necessarily in a service, but maybe like in a worship night or something, or do you do anything like that?
That's a great question. And actually, just recently, one of our community groups, which is like a house church, not the one that I attend, but they had found March, the music video on YouTube, just by chance, and had listened to it as part of their community group worship, which I thought was really interesting because they're not a really young crowd. I would say the average age is probably 40. Hmm. And they still put March up, and they came, they complimented me about it. If you get the opportunity to listen to some of my other songs, I actually recorded a song called Without You, and it features a female vocalist. It's a lot slower. It has, just like I said, the female vocalist, she comes in on the hook. And I think that our church in particular would be ready to hear something like that, absolutely. It's kind of in line with what we do anyway. We do some Chris Tomlin and, different songs like that, more contemporary songs. I don't think they're ready to have a March performance just yet. We'd have to get a stronger youth presence in our church before they'd be ready for that.
Well, I'll pray for that for you too, because I know that a lot of young people will definitely get influenced. And I just have this feeling that that's what God intends for you, is to reach the youth with your music. And that's the best way to do it. So start thinking about that, praying on that. And I look forward to hearing updates on how that's going to work out. Is there any last comments that you'd like to make to the listeners before I let you go?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everyone, if you're interested in my music, please stop by my YouTube page. The link is on the blog. It actually has, there's a video in there called Who's in Control of Your Life? And it actually features a small segment from each of the songs that are on my demo album. Demo album's only 8 songs long. It's available on iTunes, Amazon MP3. But you can check out all of the videos that I have for the songs so far. If you want to contact me via email, heartstrong18@gmail.com.
All right, Steve, Heartstrong. Thank you so much for participating in this, brother. Praying for you that you'll continue to be used in a mighty way. And thank you for allowing me to talk with you and show your music to other Christians to help build them up.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be part of it. Thanks for the phone call, and God bless you, sir.
God bless you, too. Now, wasn't he awesome? Heartstrong, Steve Hart. With a great heart and with a great talent. So let's support him. Take a look at the links at the blog at worshipwednesday.com, where there's a link to his iTunes and YouTube channels. Help support what he's doing. You know, this is the kind of thing that we want to see. It's like he said, we want to see family entertainment, Christian entertainment in our stores. We want people to choose, when given the choice of looking on the right an Eminem CD or on the left a Heartstrong CD, to decide to choose that Heartstrong CD with the great message, with the positive message, with the truthful message of Jesus Christ, as we all know. And that's what this is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. And I hope that you'll pray for this ministry that I've started, and that it will just increase and continue to glorify God and continue to help build up the brethren, continue to help support ministries that are trying to change the way we entertain ourselves here while we are here on the earth. So God bless you. If you are an artist and you'd like to be featured, or if you have a question for an artist perhaps that I've talked to in the past, feel free to email me at rob@worshipwednesday.com. As an artist, you know, I'm also a Christian worship artist. I finally got my iTunes artist page on Ping. If you search for Rob Reed, I think you can find it now. If not, I'll probably throw up a link on the worshipwednesday.com site. But I'd love, if you'd like to be able to communicate with me there, that would be awesome too, as I try and build up that channel, because I will be putting out a worship CD that I'm very, very excited about. Best stuff I've ever done in my entire life. And I'm working with Lance Fuchs at Fuchs Music, FOOKS Music.com. Incredibly talented brother in Christ who produces music and really has a great knowledge of music and things to add to it that I would have never thought of. So take a look at his site too if you get a chance. Thank you for listening, everybody. Now I am going to present Steve Hart, Heartstrong's March. God bless you. I'll talk to you next week.
This is the March. I march for you, God. There's a battle between right and wrong, between good and evil, that I'm fighting every single day. Only way I'll ever win is to march along your path. Check it out.
Lace up your boots, throw up your salutes. He goes on his troops, God, we march for you. Lace up your boots, throw up your salutes. He goes on his troops, God, we march for you.
I march with God to victory in the light that he has picked for me. On bended knee, he's given me protection from the enemy. I'm a soldier in God's infantry, so Satan, he's resenting me with an infamy. An infamy wants me burdened for infinity. I don't need any amenities like the Wimperies or the Kennedys, cause I die without the Trinity to remedy my penalties. God's more than just a friend to me. He's an angel who's defending me. And until he puts his amenities, I march until my tendons bleed. My leader and my general, my full faith in him is integral. Only can live in by his principles. Show me a life that's sensible. This world is unforgivable. Jesus' life was unforgettable. Proved without him, I'm invisible. But with him, I'm invincible. Together, we evade temptation. Battle the pervade sensations. Trust in God who made creation. Hope man of God who looked up close and abroad, like Dorothy in the Land of Oz, looking for a home and sabotage. Go blurry like a samurai, but once you understand his laws, it's clear like orange and camouflage. Jesus understands my flaws and daily puts his hand across my heart so I can stand the rods with Satan and his entourage. Attack me with a long barrage. See, God, he ain't like Santa Claus. He's giving, but he has a cause. He gave his life up on the cross to give us back when we had lost. For that, I owe my life to him. I will always find a light in him. It's like my soul, it takes a vitamin every time that I invite him in. He's like Superman and Spider-Man, combined with Hulk and Iron Man. Saves me from flames like firemen. My spirit, it desires him. I'm glorifying, purifying when retiring. To leave this world and fly again with angels through the sky and wind. The day I say goodbye and end, or whatever testifying him. He's my father, I'm his king, he's my savior in this life I'm in.
Your boots, throw up your salutes. He calls on his troops, God, we march for you. Face up your boots, throw up your salutes. He calls on his troops, God, we march for you.
Into a catastrophe and a fight against the blasphemy. The first to battle, the last to leave, and the devil is a blast to me. I'll do what Jesus asks of me, cause I believe in his rapture's creed. Until he comes down, grasps my sleeve, and says, my son, at last you're free. I march to my savior's blueprint. Every placement of my blueprint is mapped out for a student, marching toward a love affluent. I know he's the truth and I can prove it. There's never been a flow as fluent as the life of Jesus Christ who went, came back and left his influence. So tonight I'll lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. He's my shepherd, I'm his sheep. His love is strong when I am weak. Made me a mold of his physique. Gave me a heart and made it beat. Tonight I'll kneel down at his feet, cause without him I'm incomplete. And if I wake up alive tonight, I'll put on my armor, rise and fight. Use his word as my guiding light. Confident he will guide me right. Through the times that blind my sight. Break the sin that binds me tight. I mean it all in the rhymes I write. Watch with me, the time is right.
Your boots, throw up your salutes. On his troops, God, we march for you. Lace up your boots, throw up your salutes. He calls on his troops, God, we march for you. Lace up your boots, throw up your salutes. He calls on his troops, God, we march for you. Lace up your boots, throw up your salutes. He calls on his troops, God, we march for you.